All right. When I was thinking about a story for today, Pastor Mark last night touched on a story that I'm going to just tell again and expand upon a little. It's one of my favorite stories from Adventist history. Me personally, I am a fifth generation Seventh-day Adventist. I had my great-great-grandparents watch the stars fall in 1833, and my great-grandmother, she wrote down her story. So they had emigrated from Upper New York State to Battle Creek, Michigan, to Colorado, to Idaho, where my dad was born, and then my dad moved to Oregon. So literally, my family over the past 170 years has gone coast to coast. But this has always been one of my favorite stories about Ellen, little Ellen Harmon, when she and her twin sister Elizabeth were about third grade, and they were heading home. But as they were heading home, for some reason, there was an older girl who had gotten really, really angry with Ellen's sister Elizabeth, and she was following them, and she was just giving them the what for whatever had happened. And they were trying to ignore her. So have you ever done that? Have you ever, you know, had somebody kind of bullying you in school and you're just trying to ignore them? So they're trying to just get home, and they're walking along, and this girl is back there, and she's getting angrier and angrier. And they could hear her getting closer. So Ellen decided to look over her shoulder to see how close the girl was, right at the moment that that girl had picked up a rock and threw it. And that hit Ellen smack dab, her nose, middle of her forehead, and of course knocked her down. And she was bleeding profusely. And her sister and some other friends were able to help her to get inside a store. And she was, you know, knocked out, because of course, we know now, concussion. And so she was there, and she started to come to. But the first thing she thought of was how terrible she felt that she was bleeding all over this man's store. And he offered to take her in the buggy, to take her home, and she refused because she didn't want to get blood in his buggy. And so somehow she was able to walk a little, and her sister and the friends helped her and helped carry her a little bit and got her home. And after she got home, she was essentially in a coma for about 3 weeks, and her mother was taking care of her. Her father was a hat maker, and he had been out of town during this whole time period. And when he came home at that 3 weeks later, he saw this little girl, and he's looking at all of his children, and he asks his wife, "Where's Ellen?" He didn't recognize her because her face had been so disfigured by that rock hitting her. And so after that, she tried at times going back to school, but she just couldn't concentrate and do anything. So she ended up with just having a third grade education. And so then we went over the history last night with the great disappointment in 1844, and then God tried with a couple of other people to get them to be his messenger, and they refused. And so then God picked this young woman who was only 17 years old, who had all of these health problems, the weakest of the weak. And when we're wanting to be a willing vessel, God will use us. And it made me think of this verse here in 2 Corinthians. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And quite a few periods in her life, she, you know, it looked like that she was going to die of some illness, but, you know, God sustained her until she was 87 years old, and I believe that he worked powerfully through her to help us to navigate these last days. There was one of our early pioneers that kind of described it as, the Bible is a ship that can get us to shore, but when you come to that harbor, having the tugboat there with someone that knows all of the ins and outs, it's a lot safer to get there if you're guided. And so I'm so glad that God uses that to help us to guide, because these are crazy times we're living in. And so I'm just thankful for all that he's given us in the Bible and helps us to understand it even better.